Well, what we want to do, there's evidently a lot of information that's been released under the Freedom of Information Act, and the legislature should have, look at the same information that's been made available. Apparently, there's a lot of it, so we have got to decide what format we want. We were having some discussions with the secretary. Should it be made available solely to the members? Should it be made available to the public? I personally think it ought to be made to anybody. So what format is it going to be in? So we're waiting until we get that information. There's a lot of information out there. I don't know if we're going to do it, try to go through it, whether or not we put a committee together. We have to have those discussions with the presiding officers.
This deadline to have people enroll in the four carriers in the exchange is Tuesday. I mean, can that be moved back? That just seems like hardly anybody can sign up by that.
Well, you have to look at what that means to the insurance company, because what they're doing, they're going to take on all the risks that occurred from 1 January. So the longer you extend that out, that means that exposes them more, and that affects their actuarial, their budget. So I think the important thing is getting the word out so people know. I've talked to different people. It may be a couple hundred people, it may be 400 people. Some people don't think it's 4,000 people. So the best thing that we can do is get the word out, and hopefully we'll get most of them. And that's why this bill that we special order today becomes important for those people that don't get in. They will have some recourse to get some health insurance until they can get into the exchange.
On that bill that's special ordered, you're delaying it again. I know President Miller wanted this done within the first 2 weeks. I mean, you're trying to get people covered through March. Are you concerned that this bill may become less effective? I mean, the longer you wait, fewer and fewer people.
Well, I hope we don't need the bill. I hope at the end we don't need the bill, that we get everybody in those four private carriers. That would be the ideal situation. Given that that doesn't close until next week, there's no reason why we can't get this bill over and done. You know, if it's the will of the House and Senate to get the bill passed, we can get it passed. So hopefully this is just a backup measure. You know, we were looking at this before we had the agreement with the four carriers that they would honor any of those that had attempted to get into the exchange. So this is just a backup measure.
You can ask the carriers to try to extend their offer, I mean, beyond Tuesday?
That was an agreement from the, I think, starting off, it's fairly generous. What they're saying is that any bills, if somebody tried to get into the exchange, if they've incurred medical expenses, that they're going to pay for those. So, you know, I think the fact that they're given to a January 15th, that's pretty generous. I mean, 21st, it's pretty generous.
Can I revisit probably one of the first questions you were asked, because I wasn't here, regarding the hearings?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there another delay, and what is the complication of holding an investigative hearing?
The reason why it's been delayed is because, we got the information, the executive summaries. And then it occurred to me that, there have been requests under the Freedom of Information Act for information. As a member of the legislature should be looking at anything that has been released to the press. So it didn't make the sense to keep on having a briefing after briefing after briefing. And from what I've been told by the secretary, it's a large volume of information. So it makes sense to me to postpone that until somebody has an opportunity to go through it. And once that's done, then we will have a briefing. But just to continue to have briefing after briefing after briefing, when you look at the work that the body's got to do. So it wasn't extended to, just to keep on delaying it. It's to make it more meaningful briefing. When we sat down, we'll have all the information.
The GOP caucus had called for a special counsel, subpoena power for a special committee, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't get the feeling that the leadership thinks that is necessary.
Listen, I think from what I've seen, what the press has reported, I don't see anything of any criminal nature. I mean, when you start talking an investigation, subpoena power, it makes you think that there must be something criminal that's happened. I think there's been a lot of error in human judgment. When you look at the audit reports, that there's been some mismanagement. I think that's fairly obvious, but I don't see anything that would warrant, well, we've got to have subpoena power because there may have been something that's criminal. As far as any legal thing, that seems to be occurring between the prime contractor and the subcontractor, the litigation that's going there. But I don't see anything. And I think you have to look back. A lot of attention is getting to the system. when you look at the history of the state of Maryland, any of these IT systems that we've put in place, it's taken years to put them in place. And I would argue, looking at the CARE system and some of the other systems, it took years to get them right. And there's another aspect to this. The system is apparently very hard to not navigate, but you got to remember, you're putting information into that system, so you want to have the security there. If you want an easy platform to get into, it's probably the least secure platform. But what I've been told by people, whatnot, we were building as secure a platform as we possibly can because this is valuable information. And so when you do that, it makes it harder to get into a system. You know, it's got to have checks if somebody's in there trying to hack it to prevent hacking. So it's going to be a difficult, if you want a very secure system, it is going to be a system that somebody without any experience is not going to be able to navigate very well. That's why you have navigators and the connectors to try to help those people get into the system.
Okay, back to the documents.
You've got to keep that in mind.
Mac, are there amendments you're looking to the emergency bill?
There's just one. And it just gives the MHIP board the authority if they feel that it has to be extended beyond that, that there may be some other people out there, just gives them that ability, because we don't want anybody to fall through the crack. That's honest. Yes.
And that was added in committee, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, it was. It wasn't in the original bill.
Back to the documents for a minute. Is the department giving you, the committee, the documents it needs? Is there any kind
of sense? Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, I never asked it. The secretary said, we've gotten the executive summary of the audits,
sure,
that they're going through. The attorney general's got to go through those audits, and that's another reason for the delay. You know, there's, when you talk about the security of the system and a system that can be subject to hacking, you know, that, and when you look at those audit reports, there may be information in there, security-related information in there. So the attorney general is going through that, and I understand it's about 1,000 pages that he's reviewing, and it's probably going to take about 2 weeks to get through it. So that's another reason for the delay. But the secretary said as soon as that's finished, and he's finished that, those are going to be produced as well.
So basically there won't be any hearings over the next
No, I don't have any plan to have any more hearings until we get the information.
So it'll be at least 2 weeks.
You know, when we looked at this thing, when we scheduled the information, I thought that was all the information that we had and that we needed. But as we got into this thing, there is more information. So while we're sitting down looking at it, let's look at it, as much of it as we possibly can.
And what's the aim of the committee in having these briefings and looking at these documents? What are you guys hoping to get out of
it? You know, I think lessons learned is probably one of the most important things. You know, why was the legislature not, you know, just on first blush, if you go back to the one audit report that said, you know, there doesn't seem to be anyone in control, doesn't seem like the plan is what it should be and whatnot. You know, if that had been, if the legislature had been aware of that, we would have stepped in and done something. But then, that was my first reaction when I asked Secretary Sharfstein, there's that report. What did you, he says, we changed a management team. So there are a lot of people that are using this as a political opportunity. I understand that, you know, and so where I'm looking at it is,